FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with Chandler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's Incredible Energy Consciousness, Mikael Mears Financial Consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with Quantum Physics and Consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. It's Lori Houston here. And today we have Stacy Hall. Stacy can be found on the web at chitab.com. There's hyphens in between, so chi-to-be.com, chitab. And that's the name of her book. And today we're going to be talking about the various ways to activate our intuition to align our intention towards our goals. If you have any questions, you want to give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know. We're not doing any type of psychic type reading, but if you have questions about how to activate your intuition and align your intentions towards your goals, that definitely is what we're all about today. So welcome, Stacy.
Hi.
All right, so let's talk about activating our intuition.
Okay, well, as you said, this isn't about being psychic about others. This is about tapping into our own awareness, listening to our own intuition, and being able to take action from that. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with someone yesterday, Lori, who said that she has a lot of difficulty meditating. And she said that it's difficult for her to settle down and be able to meditate. You've probably heard that from a lot of people too, right?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah. Well, my philosophy is then don't meditate. But there are ways that we can get quiet. We do them all the time without even realizing it. In fact, most of us, when we're driving, if we get from our location to our destination safely, we've probably been in some sort of form of meditation without realizing it. It's not the meditation where our spirits leave our bodies. It's about a heightened awareness being within our body. And I was taught this process through my training with the NIA technique, N-I-A technique. I am a certified NIA technique instructor, and I was taught this concept that's called RAW, R-A-W, RAW. And it stands for being relaxed, alert, and waiting. Relaxed, alert, and waiting. And most of us, I won't say all, people who have road rage are definitely not in RAW, and people who are thinking about other things other than driving are not in RAW. But most of us who are committed to driving safely go into RAW without even realizing it. And so, Lori, I'd like to take everybody through the practice of getting into RAW. Will that work for you?
Perfect. Yes, love it.
Okay. So I'm going to ask everybody to put their feet flat on the floor. Or if you're sitting on the floor already, then go ahead and sit cross-legged. Allow your spine to be upright so that the crown of your head is reaching up towards the sky. And then go ahead and take a few deep cleansing breaths, breathing in through the nose, filling the lungs, filling the belly, holding the breath for just a moment, and then releasing out through the mouth. So go ahead and do that a couple of more times. And now go ahead and close your eyes. The stage of relaxed actually has four parts to it. The first is allowing our bones to settle. So instead of fidgeting to get comfortable, just sit still and allow your bones to relax naturally. They'll move on their own into a place that feels natural and comfortable. So go ahead and let your bones settle into stillness. Now, let's check in with the emotional body. And what we want is for all of our emotions to be here with us. We're not resisting any emotion. What we want, though, is to put all those emotions on a dial, if you will, and set the dial to neutral. So that on one side of the dial, we have certain kinds of emotions, and on the other side of the dial, we have other emotions. And the dial is set to neutral. Now we're going to bring our consciousness to our thoughts, and we're going to let all of our thoughts be present in our mind. We're just not going to pay attention to them. So again, we're not resisting anything. We're just letting them be. Like butterflies. If there were butterflies in the room, you might notice them, but you wouldn't probably do anything about them. You just let them be. So that's how we want our thoughts to be in our mind. And then in our spirit, we're going to feel the sensation that all is well, so that our spirit can be calm. The physical body still, emotional body on neutral, mental body is quiet, and spirit body is calm. Now we're ready for the second stage of awareness or alertness. So with eyes closed, you can become aware of how your feet are connected to the earth, of the temperature on your skin, on any sounds that are around you, like the sound of my voice. And you can become aware of these without engaging in a dialogue with them. Simply aware of what is happening around you, continuing to stay in that state of relax. And now we're ready for the third stage, and that is waiting, W-A-I-T-I-N-G, waiting. We are so relaxed and we are so aware that there's really nothing for us to do other than to stay like this until something requires us to respond. So we're waiting for whatever life is going to bring our way. Now that might be a due date. That might be a request from someone. That might be a call from Mother Nature. But we can stay in the state of raw all day long, waiting from this place to respond to life. And in this place of neutrality and peace and calm, our ability to hear our intuition is greatly enhanced so that we're not reacting, we're actually responding from our intuition. So, Lori, I'm going to ask you a question. How has this been for you? What are you noticing?
Good question, Stacey. I mean, I think probably I spend a lot of time in this type of space. I just wanted to mention that if you are going to try this driving, obviously the eyes closed part probably wouldn't be your best bet. But but to get used to what it feels like and to come from that state of neutrality and awareness, I mean, that's a really good, you know, and healthy place to come from. I think, you know, what happens is when you close off one sense, like when you do close your eyes, your other senses sort of heighten. So your auditory senses sort of heighten. You hear things that you may not be hearing around you. You just become more aware. So it's a great practice to be in, and it's also a lovely thing to do when you do get stressed and you do find that you are in a state of reaction instead of responding, because then you have an opportunity to look from different places or to allow your fear to go into neutrality so that you can, you know, maybe see things from different perspectives, which we often miss when we're in a state of reaction or fear mode. And it allows you to sort of be instead of always in this need to do things. So I've not part of Nia, and I've heard of Nia, but I'd never heard of the Ra technique, but it's certainly very familiar to me.
Okay, beautiful. So can you see why I would say that when we're driving, those of us who drive safely tend to be in Ra?
Sure.
Yeah, because when we get in the car, we basically have to sit with our feet on the floor so that they reach the pedals, and we have to allow our bodies to be physically still with behind the wheel. We have to allow our emotions to be on neutral. That's why road rage is so dangerous, is because if we're too far in the anger stage, then we're not in Ra, we're not able to really see what's going on around us. We have to allow our thoughts to be quiet, because if I'm so engaged with thoughts about my business that I'm not paying attention to what's ahead of me, I'm not going to be ready to respond to what shows up. And I have to trust when I get in the car that all is going to be well. Otherwise, why would I ever get behind the wheel? So with that said, I also have to be aware. I have to be aware of the cars in front of me, the cars behind me. I have to be aware of pedestrians on the sidewalk in the event that they look like they're going to come out into the street. I have to be aware of the lights. I have to be aware of my directions. And I can do all of that in the same time because I'm in this state of relaxed.
Yeah.
And then plus, I have to wait.
Yeah, and plus
if
you can be aware.
If I'm going to turn on a particular street, I have to wait until that street shows up. So this is what I'm doing. We're all, anybody who drives has the ability to be in Ra, and we can take that same experience and use it to move through our day in a more relaxed experience rather than what most people do, which is anticipate things happening, worrying about things happening, concerned about what might happen that actually never does. And that gives us the space to listen to our intuition. So that's just one of the ways that we can tap into our intuition. I have a few others throughout the show to share.
Awesome. We're going to go to our first break. The other thing I was going to say about awareness, it would be really good when you're driving to be aware that most of the time road rage comes from somebody else's road rage that gets caught in our own emotional body or gets caught in our own auras that we don't notice. So to be aware and waiting and relaxed, you might allow that to just go through you instead of get stuck there. We're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Stacy Hall here today. Stacy is from Cheetah B with hyphens in between. So CHITO-BE.com. It's the name of her book. It's the name of her website. Contact her there. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with channeler David Watson. Tracy McBurney's incredible energy consciousness. Mikael Mir's financial consciousness. And nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with quantum physics and consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. Today we have Stacy Hall with us. Stacy can be found on the web at cheetahbee.com. It's the name of her book. Cheetah B has hyphens in between, so CHITO-BE.com. And we've been talking about the various ways to activate our intuition to align our intentions towards our goals. I really liked the raw method, so now you have something about chakras.
Absolutely, because the chakras, as I feel for myself, when they're not open and supporting me completely, I don't think chakras ever close down. I know there are people who believe that. I don't. If somebody wants to call in and educate me on why they feel that they can be closed, please do. I welcome that. But my experience is that as long as I'm alive, my chakras are open to some extent, and I can open them up more fully to receive more energy. And when my chakras are fully open and they are aligned and harmonized with each other, then I'm working fully in my own power and can respond to the world from that power. So what I'd like to do is give everybody an opportunity to see how easy it is to open our own chakras. And Lori, I honor my teachers, the people who introduced me to the fact that I have chakras, who opened them up for me early on when I didn't know how to do this. Mm. At the same time, I feel that the best that I can ever do for my clients is to teach them immediately that no one else is required for us to work with our chakras.
Right.
They are ours. They're within us. There's nothing complicated about our chakras that requires someone else to do something to us to get them open. And I am a spiritual healer. I help people with their chakras. Sometimes it's helpful to have someone else there to support us. But so important that people realize it's not like going to a doctor and they're going to do something for you that you can't do yourself. This, our chakra work is our own privilege. So let's go ahead and talk about what the chakras are first for those who may not be familiar, and then we'll do a very easy chakra opening experience. So at the base of our tailbone, and I will say this, the chakras actually radiate out from the center of our bodies. But most people like to think of them as being located in a particular area so that it makes it a little more tangible. And I just want to make sure that everybody knows that I'm aware that they radiate from the center of our body and their energy goes out 360 degrees around our body from the center of our body. So at the base of our tailbone is our root chakra, and the color associated with it is red. And this is the chakra that allows us to feel grounded and centered and able to receive energy from the earth. And it's really important, as I've found, that this chakra be open if we intend to generate financial prosperity. And it's, for me, it's ironic that often healers are dealing with financial lack of prosperity. They tend to think it's more spiritual to reject money. And if one would check, most likely their root chakra is not as open as it could be. Because in order to survive on this earth and to be able to be of the greatest service to our clients, we have to be completely grounded in the earth. And the exchange of money or currency is what's required for our thriving on this earth. Just the way the earth is set up right now. So to fully partake in it, to give and receive from it, our root chakra must be fully opened. And the color, again, is red. Now, in the area of our reproductive organs, or if you'd like to think about the center of your pelvis, is what is called the sacral chakra, S-A-C-R-A-L, sacral chakra, also sometimes referred to as the sexual chakra. I prefer sacral because this chakra is more than just about our sexuality. It is about our creativity. It is the chakra that allows us to birth new ideas, not just new human bodies, but new ideas come through our sacral chakra. And the color is orange, orange for creativity. Now, in the center of our gut, if you will, in the center of our colon, about 2 inches below our navels, no, I'm sorry, 2 inches above our navels, we're going to find our solar plexus chakra. And this is actually our power center. When this chakra is fully open, it gives us the power to digest ideas, to be able to take information in and process it. In the same way we take food in and process it, some of it we retain and it nourishes the rest of our body, and some of it we eliminate. And it's the solar plexus chakra that makes that possible physically, emotionally, and mentally. All happens in the power center, and the color is yellow. We come up to the area of our heart, and the heart chakra is associated most often with the color green. There are people who believe that there is a higher heart and a lower heart chakra, but the two work hand in hand. For simplicity's sake, there's one heart chakra, and the color is green. And yes, it is about giving and receiving love through this chakra. However, its most important function is the harmonizing of the vibrational energy of the chakras that lie below it, the solar plexus, the sacral, and the root, harmonizing those lower vibration energies. In other words, they vibrate at a slower rhythm with the chakras that lie above the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown, which have a faster vibration. So it all comes together at the heart chakra, which is green. Now we come to the throat chakra. And the throat chakra is the chakra that allows our self-expression to be able to communicate to ourselves the truth as well as to others. And the color is sky blue. We come up to the area between the eyebrows and we find our third eye chakra. And this is the actual seat of our intuition. It's connected to our pineal and our hypothalamus parts of our brains. This is the seat of our intuition. And then by the way, the color for our third eye chakra is indigo blue. And then we come to the crown of our head, the top of our head. And this chakra is violet, V-I-O-L-E-T, violet. And it allows us to open up to divine consciousness. In other words, the consciousness energy where we are all one. It gives us access to information we wouldn't have acquired through our own personal experiences, but we can access the information through the collective consciousness. And then there are many, including me, who believe that there are other chakras outside, like in our auric field. The most important of these for me is the one that lies 6 to 8 inches above my crown, and that's referred to as the star chakra. And the color is white. And you can think of it as the crown of your energy body or of your auric field. And it provides that protective white light around us that supports and protects all the other chakras.
We have to go to our next
Lori,
break.
Before I go into the exercise, I just want to check in with you. Do you align with my approach to the chakras? Do you have a different approach to them?
I've read a lot on chakras, so I think that there are interesting similarities between the Eastern and the Western philosophies on chakras. I think they're all the same. It's just a matter of how you connect in with them and what your energy is with it. We do have to go for our next break before we can continue. I think, you know, our intuition and our chakras, they're definitely all connected, and our energy is how we vibrate with the energy that we receive and that we gift. So I think it's all very important to connect and to understand and to keep our chakras open and aligned, which Stacy's going to do with us when we get back. We also have an instant feedback that we will talk about. I really like it. And if you have any more questions, you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Stacy Hall. She can be found on the web at cheetahbee.com with hyphens in between. Cheetah Bee is the book that she's written. And you're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone, and the sun went down as across the hill, and the town lit up, the world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. Today we have Stacy Hall with us. Stacy can be found on the web at chitabee.com. There's hyphens in between, so chi-to-be.com. And we've been discussing various ways to activate our intuition to align our intentions towards our goals. We got a great exercise in the beginning, and then we were talking about the chakras, and now we're going to do a way to align our chakras, and we have a great instant feedback that we're going to be discussing after that. So take us through it, Stacy.
Okay, so the most important thing I say is that when we're working with our chakras, that we're using our chakras, that they're not just open, but we're actually utilizing them to access our intuition. Mm. I'm going to ask everybody who's listening to consider a goal that you have. What is a goal that you have? Hold on to it in this moment. And speak it to yourself in this moment. All right. Now we're going to place that goal in each one of the chakras, starting at the root. And we're going to say to ourselves, root chakra open, and we're going to see the color red, and we're going to say our goal. And I like to say my goal as I am. So I am whatever the goal is, as if it's already achieved. So go ahead, see the color red, say root chakra open, and I am. Now let's come up to the sacral chakra in the area of the reproductive organs, our creative chakra. See the color orange. Say sacral chakra open, I am. Up into the solar plexus chakra, the power center, color yellow. Solar plexus chakra open, I am. Up into the heart chakra, see the color green. Say heart chakra open, I am. Come up into the throat chakra, see the color sky blue. Self-expression of our goal, let's say throat chakra open, I am. Come up to the third eye chakra between the eyebrows. See the color indigo blue. Let's activate our intuition on the goal and say, I am. Let's come up to the crown chakra. See the color violet. We'll allow divine guidance to support the fulfillment of our goal. And say, crown chakra open, I am. And now come on up 6 to 8 inches above your crown where you feel your star chakra. See the color white. Allow that wonderful white light to protect the fulfillment of our goal. And say, star chakra open, I am. And then breathe and relax. And this is a process that I do every morning before I get out of bed. My eyes open. The first thing I say is, I am a master attractor. And then I go through this process saying, I am, and whatever my goal for the day is. and then I'm ready to start my day. And I promise you, I watch for miracles because I trust they will show up, and they do. So, Lori, that's the fastest way I know to activate my chakras and align my intuition.
Nice. Yeah, I think that's very powerful. Very powerful. All right, ready for our instant feedback from Maria?
Absolutely.
All right, so this is Maria from Wisconsin. She said hello to myself and welcome Stacy. She thanked us for the exercise that we did with us at the beginning. She wants to say that she's intuitive to some degree. She has a thought that comes in and sometimes no idea to whether she can trust it or not. A few times she's witnessed this inner voice that sounded like herself, but it was as if someone else was speaking to her. And also when she closes her eyes to meditate, she sees a lot of colors, and she was wondering if that was energy shifting or what the colors were. I have my own thoughts on that, but Stacy, why don't you...
Well, Laura, you go ahead.
Okay.
I'd love to hear yours, and then I'll share mine.
So. Yeah, I mean, the first thing, when I got the colors thing, about the colors, I mean, I'm going to sense that probably that's one of the ways you feel energy, or you intuit energy. So I would say when you see colors, write them down afterwards. Like, note the colors that you got, write them down, and then ask yourself what these colors mean to you. When you see certain colors, what do they mean to you? Intuitively or emotionally or mentally, you know, what do these specific colors or colors, when you see the colors, do they have a feeling? Do they have a sound? Like, what do they mean to you? Often our intuition is symbolic, so use that, play with that, and enjoy that. That's what I got. That was the one thing that I got with regards to the colors.
Okay, great. Well, I'll start with the colors and then work backwards. For me, I feel that when we're seeing colors, we are seeing our chakras actually activating. That's where the concept of the colors of the chakras came from, is we do see color. And their colors are a vibration. And so in alignment with what Lori said, I too would write down the colors I saw and then look to see what those chakras are making available to us in their energies and their power. But going even earlier than that is making sure that when we are asking for guidance, we're specific in what we're asking for. And so I was going to share this as one more way of activating our intuition to align our intentions. So it's a perfect segue for me to share it now. I just want to double check. How long before we go to break, Lori?
Just 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Okay, great.
Yeah.
So I've talked about this in previous shows, and I actually have an audio program for people who are listening to the show, and we'll tell you after the break how to get it. But I'm going to give you the brief version of it now, and I call it Noble Questions. Is when I sit down to tap into my intuition, I always want that intuition to also be aligned with divine guidance. It's just my intent, is that I'm getting pure energy connected to my own intuition for greater clarity. And so I ask questions to be answered by my highest spirit. And those questions start with how, what, when, where, and with whom. How, what, when, where, with whom. Notice I never say why. Why requires me to look to my past. Whys don't matter. Going forward is what matters. And so when I sit down, I get into Ra, I open my chakras, and then I recognize that I'm asking these questions of my own intuition and divine consciousness. The answers that come through feel good to me. And that's another litmus test, if you will. I know what our caller is writing about, because this is why I made such a big deal about listening to our own chakras, and we don't need people to tell us what we're feeling. That's them imposing their experience on us. And I listened for many years to what other people told me to do because I didn't trust myself to know. Some of it worked out, most of it did not. It was only when I realized that they're my chakras, it's my intuition, it's my connection to source, and I can ask questions for myself, that the information came through and it felt good in my body. I didn't have to do things that didn't feel right. And so that's what I would say more than anything is, if you can trust it, if it feels good. If it doesn't feel good to you, then you have to consider, did you ask it of your mind? Did you ask the question of someone else? Were you centered and grounded and prepared to receive the information? It's all about the preparation for receiving the information.
Perfect. Okay, we need to take our break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Stacy Hall. Stacy can be found on the web at chitabee.com. That's her book. It has hyphens in between, so it's chi-to-be.com. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
Woo!
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. Today we have Stacy Hall. Stacy can be found on the web at cheetahbee.com. There's hyphens in between, CHITO-BE.com. We've been talking about various ways to activate our intuition, so we've gotten some great exercises. But Maria brought up a really good point that we're going to expand on around trust, because I think a lot of us, sometimes including myself, have issues around trust, whether we can trust our own intuition or whether we trust other people. So Stacy's going to lead us through one more example or one more exercise on how to trust. So thanks, Stacy.
Okay, great. Well, yes, and because the trusting is often, and I can only speak for myself, so I'm not saying this is true for everyone, but when I used to not trust, it was because I'd have more than one thought about a situation. And it was like, okay, so if I'm feeling this and I'm feeling that, which one do I follow?
Right.
I asked noble questions, and what I'm about to share with you came to me in an answer to a noble question I asked about how do I know the right answer. I call it the Cheetah-Bee solution process. And it's five questions. And I provide the process in my book, Chi to Be, Achieving Your Ultimate Be-All, with greater detail than we have time for here. But I'll go ahead and give it to you briefly here. And then those who would like more, you can contact me or go to my website at chi-to-be.com and find out about the book on Amazon. All right, so think about something you're considering doing or not doing. It's usually where the issue of trust comes up, is should I do this or should I not do it? And think about, coming from fear, why would you not do it? So that's the first question. Coming from fear, why would I not do it? Then the second question is, coming from love, why would I not do it? The third question is, coming from fear, why would I do it? The fourth question is, coming from love, why would I do it? And then, after I've given myself the answers to all four of those questions, the fifth question is, now, which answer was the strongest in my body? Which answer was the strongest in my body? Not the best, not the worst, just the strongest. And that's the one I focus on. So remember I said it's all in the preparation. We absolutely have to make sure our chakras are open. We have to be centered and focused. We're asking these as noble questions, not of our mind, but of our intuition and our highest self. When we're in that centered place to ask the four questions, we ask them, we answer them, and we're listening to feel the energy of our answers. And the one that has the strongest response, that's the one we trust. So it could be coming from fear. You know, Lori, people say, oh, I don't want to do things out of fear. And I don't say that. Fear sometimes is our best protector.
Sure.
So in this process, we honor fear and love because these are the only two motivations in life. That's it. Everything is either love or it's fear. And if something is fearful to us, the other flip side of it is we're loving ourselves so much that we choose not to put ourselves in that fearful place.
Right.
You know, this BS about feeling the fear and doing it anyway, only if that's the only way to achieve our goal. And only if that's a goal we really want to achieve. But most of the time, it's not necessary to feel the fear and do it anyway. Most of the time, it's better to love ourselves and do what feels good and safe and comfortable.
Yeah, I think we make a lot of decisions. A lot of times we feel we don't have a choice, so we're making choices on default. And a lot of times, we're not recognizing, I guess, our motivation for, why we're doing something. But I agree that it's very powerful to know how our body would respond in by using those questions. I think those are a great tool for a lot of people to assist us when we're kind of in the state of confusion, which I think a lot of people have been in with all the planets that were in Pisces this last week. So very good. Thank you, Stacy.
You're very welcome.
All right, so we're basically at a close. Do you have any closing comments you'd like to make?
Just, again, I want to offer to everyone that if you'd like my half-hour audio program, you can't buy it anywhere. It'll be part of my Mastery Audio series coming out this summer, that you can get an advanced copy of this half-hour audio program called Noble Questions. Send an email to me at Stacey, Stacey, at chi-to-be.com. My book, you can also get information about there under the heading Chi to Be. Just click the link and you'll see the information about the book. And I've also have a number of audios there for you. And I also have a tab called Freebies, where you can learn more about how to activate your intuition and how to clear any blocks that you currently have that are keeping you from being able to trust yourself. I've recorded audio programs there that are available to you to download for free, and I hope you will. So those are my gifts to your listeners.
Great. Thanks a lot. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Stacy Hall from Chi to Be, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.